This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. We've got a national toll of 23 people. It's a shocking situation, but Nine News Far North, what have you got on the plate today?
So today we had Stephen Miles speaking a short time ago at the Cairns Hospital. He was saying that we now have 57 new positive cases in Queensland, 835 in total across the state. 9 of those are in ICU. Now, for the far north, we've got 24 positive cases in Cairns. One has now recovered, and the rest are being treated at home. There aren't any currently in our hospital. So some good news for the far north. We don't have any new cases in the last 24 hours. So it seems that people are, you know, obeying the rules at the moment and staying at home and staying indoors and only going out for those essential goods. Now, Cairns doctors, nurses, paramedics and all the health professionals, they're expected to benefit from a $152 million funding package to revamp their COVID-19 preparations. And that's thanks to the state government. So Stephen Miles was making this announcement today. He was speaking with the member for Cairns, Michael Healy, the member for Mulgrave, the member for Barron River and the member for Cook, just in terms of the ongoing response to COVID-19 and what the Far North can do to bolster their security and preparation to this awful pandemic.
It's terrible, Kat. Hey, listen, This morning I was running your piece that we did yesterday talking about the coronavirus testing down in Cairns, and I repeated the phone number, as you did on the piece, 4226 4781. That's 4226 4781. People need to book for that testing, and at least we've got that in Cairns now.
That's correct. And we actually had 34 people in the last 24 hours using that fever clinic. So it's a sign that people aren't taking this seriously and booking in and going down and getting the checks that they need to ensure that they stay safe and they protect their families, their friends and the rest of the community. So in terms of other stories for the Far North today, there's some good news as well. We've got Woolworths and Mount Sheridan Plaza. They're becoming a priority delivery hub, which means that the supermarket giant can actually get more home deliveries to customers with special needs. So those living with a disability, the elderly, and those with people in mandatory isolation. So getting those goods, essential goods, without having to leave their home. Now, Earlville is already doing this, Woolworths Earlville, but to have another supermarket in the Far North that is doing this is just a great benefit for the community. We've also got an author, Anne Harth. She's a children's writer who's living in Caranda, and she's actually been forced to self-isolate after returning from Sydney, but she is spreading some joy by writing stories and children's stories from her home and publishing them online. So those with little ones or those who are living by themselves can read some lovely stories while they are self-isolating at home.
That's terrific, Kat. And a lot of people are doing that. And Netflix and all of those things are going up. You know what? I was just thinking today, despite the fact we have families isolating, you know what's coming back in? And that is conversation.
Yes, exactly. I know that my family and I, we speak quite a bit, and not just online, but also through FaceTime. And my goodness, I was just saying to my colleagues, my friends, how fortunate we are to have this technology where we can feel like we are closer to those we are quite far away from physically.
Absolutely, that technology. And of course, all of that and your work, and I know you're working from home and your colleagues are doing such a great job on Nine News.
Nine News is on at 6 o'clock tonight. So for all your latest information on COVID-19 and for everything you need to know, please tune in to Nine News at 6 o'clock tonight.
Kat, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you, Paul.